Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Beautiful day, isn't it? Just like Indian summer. George, I know you don't talk much in the morning, but a friendly burp now and then wouldn't hurt.
Uh-huh.
The least you could do is tell me how you like the waffles.
Oh, yeah. They're just as good as the one Mama used to make for me.
That's better.
Which I hated.
Why are you so grouchy this morning?
Because that dumb maid Florence woke me up.
Florence? She's not even here yet. She's late.
I know. But every Tuesday morning, she starts making noise at 8 o'clock. But this morning, I didn't hear nothing and woke me up.
Do you want one lump or two?
I already put sugar in my coffee.
I meant for your head.
Will you look at this, sir? Them liberals finally got their way. They changed Aunt Jemima so much she looks almost white.
She is white. That's Vermont made.
Oh, yeah. Now I know what's wrong with these waffles. They taste old.
I just made them.
I know, but you just made them in that burnt-up old piece of junk.
There's nothing wrong with this waffle iron.
Get a new one.
Not while this one is still working good. It would be a waste of money.
See, that's your trouble, Weezy. You don't think big.
My mother said the same thing when I told her I was marrying you.
All I'm saying is you don't have to scrimp and save like we're poor folks.
I don't scrimp and save anymore.
Oh, no? Then why do you save these little twisty things from the bread wrappers?
Well, you never know when they might come in handy.
I can tell you when they come in handy. New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's, Weezy!
Well, I'm glad you're beginning to feel better. Oh, that must be Florence.
Oh, I just start feeling bad again. Where you been?
Outside.
I pay you to work inside. You should have been here 2 hours ago.
Why? What did I miss?
One of these days you're gonna come to work so late you're gonna pass yourself going home.
That's real smart, Mr. Jefferson. Especially for a man with your brain.
And if you had any brains at all, you'd stop getting so uppity.
I'm sorry. Must be the company I keep.
I agree.
I ought to try working for a better class employer.
Say what?
Have a nice day, Mr. Jefferson.
Now, you listen, young lady.
Good morning, Miss Jefferson. You finished with breakfast already?
Yes, I am. You know, Florence, you shouldn't talk to Mr. Jefferson like that.
I can't help it, Miss Jefferson. Him and me is like a knife and fork. They both need each other, but they're always scraping up against one another.
Still, you must remember, this is his home.
You don't have to rub it in.
What do you mean?
Nothing. You want me to clean this floor?
I cleaned it myself yesterday.
Yesterday? Well, honey, either you need shorter legs or longer arms, because your mop sure ain't reaching the floor.
I only did it to save you work.
You don't have to save no work for me. I got enough already.
Well, didn't I do a good job?
Sure you did. You spread the dirt out all nice and even.
Would you like a waffle before you start?
No, thanks.
You sure? I made it myself.
No, thank you.
It'll only go to waste.
Then let it go to waste, like everything else goes to waste, damn it.
All I did was offer you a waffle.
Is that all you got to think about? Waffles? Waffles? Waffles?
How do you feel about pancakes?
Oh, Miss Jefferson.
Florence, what is it? Do you want to tell me what's wrong?
I'm getting thrown out of my apartment.
What?
They tearing the whole building down.
Oh, that's terrible. Didn't they warn you?
Oh, sure, they warned us. They said, get out.
I'm sorry, Florence. No wonder you're so uptight this morning.
I've been uptight all week. 10 years I've been in that lousy, stinking hole.
Well, if it's that bad, maybe it needs tearing down.
Miss Jefferson, you're talking about my home.
What are you going to do?
Honey, if I knew that, I could put Gene Dixon out of business. I don't know where I'm going to find a new place.
Would you like to take the rest of the day off to go looking?
I don't think that would help.
Why not?
I'll give you 3 why nots. I'm not a man, I'm not white, and I'm not rich.
Yeah, rents have gone crazy, all right.
I could barely make ends meet in the old lousy stinking hole. I sure can't pay what they're asking for new lousy stinking holes. You know, maybe I ought to become a streetwalker.
That's a terrible idea.
Why? Don't you think anybody would want me?
Of course, you'd make a wonderful streetwalker.
Oh, so that's what you think of me?
No, no, you'd make a terrible streetwalker.
What's wrong with me?
Now, look, Florence, if you're short of money, you could work here more than one day a week, you know.
You know Mr. Jefferson wouldn't like that.
Oh, yes, he would. Just a few minutes ago, he was telling me I should learn how to spend more money.
An extra day would be nice, Miss Jefferson, but I still won't be able to find a new place to live.
Hey, wait a minute. I just thought of someplace great.
Where?
Here.
Now, don't be making fun of me, Miss Jefferson. You know I can't afford to rent a broom closet in this building.
No, no. I mean, here in our guest room. You could be our full-time maid. That way you have a place to live, a good salary, and you'll never be alone again.
Oh, Miss Jefferson, you're so beautiful. But what about Mr. Jefferson? What's he gonna say?
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll handle him.
Oh, thank you, Miss Jefferson. I'm so happy. I'm gonna work my fingers to the bone. I'll work nights, I'll work weekends. You see, I'm gonna be the best maid there ever was. Now I'm gonna finish these dishes, and when I get through, I'm gonna...
Hold it, Florence. We have plenty of time. Why don't we have a nice hot cup of coffee first?
That's a good idea, Miss Jefferson. But coffee jangles my nerves. Make mine tea.
Oh, George, I'm glad you're home. I've got some wonderful news.
My news is better than wonderful. It's good. Remember how grouchy I was this morning?
I didn't notice anything different.
I know, Weezy. That's because I try to stay cheerful for you. But I was worried about having to buy those new vans for the stores.
And now you're not worried?
Nope. Because I met a guy who's going to do me a big favor. He's going to sell me 3 practically brand new vans for half price.
Why?
Because he needs the bucks. See, I got the bucks, he's got the vans, so we make a trade. Ain't that great?
Yes, that was a lucky break for you.
Lucky break nothing. I make my own breaks. When it comes to deals, my eyes out there looking, my ears out there listening, my nose is out there smelling.
And your tail is out there wagging.
Say what?
You sound just like a bloodhound.
That's exactly what I am when I'm out there chasing them deals, Weezy. A bloodhound.
Well, I hope you're housebroken.
Look, will you stop interrupting and let me finish the story? See, I heard about this dude who had these Vans. And he was going to give them to somebody else. So I tracked him down, and using my charm and intellect, I was able to influence him into letting me have them. Ain't you proud of me?
I certainly am, and I think you're going to be proud of me, too.
Oh, what did you do?
Well, I've been thinking about what you said this morning, and you were right. I do scrimp and save.
Mm.
But it's hard to break habits of a lifetime.
You got to try, honey.
I will. I've just been so silly about little things. Mm. Have you noticed the toilet paper in the bathroom?
Only when it ain't there.
Well, I've been buying the cheaper kind just to save a few pennies.
Mm.
But now I'm going to buy the soft, fluffy kind. Nothing but the best.
Mm-hmm. So this is your great news, buying fancy toilet paper.
No. George, I've hired a live-in maid.
Now you're talking.
You don't mind?
No, I think it's a great idea. Anything is better than that thing we got. I just hope she's a good one.
George.
You better be good. When I snap my fingers, I want something to happen.
You got it. Here I am.
Will you excuse us a minute, Florence? I have something to discuss with my wife in private. Thank you. You must be out your mind. She ain't moving in with us.
But, George, I just hired her.
Then just unhire.
But I thought you liked the idea of a live-in maid.
Ain't nothing wrong with the idea. It's the maid that's a drag. I can barely stand her once a week.
But she has no place to go. Her building's been condemned.
I ain't surprised. Look who's living in it.
That's no way to talk about Florence.
Yeah, you're right, Weezy. I don't even want to talk about her no way.
Give me one reason why you don't want her.
I'll give you three. I don't like her, she don't like me, and we don't like each other.
You've got to do better than that.
Okay, she's nosy, she's bossy, and she don't do nothing I tell her.
She's not nosy.
Are you kidding? She's got more nose than an elephant.
George.
Look, Weezy, I am an important businessman. I need me a maid who's going to keep her ears closed and her eyes shut.
She's going to bump into a lot of furniture that way.
You know what I mean.
Y'all want me to fix lunch now?
We're still talking, dear.
Can't you talk over lunch? I'm hungry.
Not yet, Florence.
Well, talk faster, will you?
See? She's bossy.
I thought that was very good. There's nothing wrong with her wanting to fix lunch. And when I said no, she obeyed my order right away.
How about if I start without y'all? My stomach's so empty, it's beginning to echo.
Will you get back in the kitchen?
I'm getting...
Look, the only orders I want you giving her are her marching orders, understand?
But, George...
I'll get it.
No, George. Let the maid answer the phone. That's one of the good things of having a live-in. She could screen your calls for you.
Oh, yeah, that's classy, isn't it? Get the phone, Florence! Florence!
I can't talk to you now. I'm answering the phone.
See?
Make sure she says Jefferson's residence every time she answers.
It's for you, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, who is it?
How should I know he's your friend?
Hello, Jefferson speaking. Hey, Owens. Hey, it's good to hear your voice. It's the guy I'm buying the Vans from. Yeah, let's meet over here downstairs. Get off the phone, you dummy! No, not you, Owen. Sure, before the bank's closed. Let's say, 2 o'clock. Good, okay, ciao. Did you see her listening on the phone? She ain't no maid, she's the FBI.
She was only trying to do a good job.
Excuse me, Miss Jefferson, but there's something very important I got to ask you about my work.
Oh, sure. What is it, Florence?
What days am I getting off?
Is that all you got on your mind? Days off?
No, I'd like to talk about my money.
Florence, you better get back into the kitchen.
And stay there.
Give her a chance, George.
Hold it, Weezy. Give the maid a chance, like you said. Florence, answer the door.
Oh, no. You ain't catching me like that. You told me to stay in here.
I'm coming, damn it. She's only following orders, George.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jefferson, sir. Here's the bags. I brought them up as soon as they arrived. I knew you'd want it that way, sir.
Thank you very much, Ralph. See, Wheezy, this is what I call good service.
Why, thank you, sir. I know you always appreciate it. These are very heavy bags, sir.
Sit them right over there, Ralph.
Yes, sir. Very heavy. And, of course, the elevator's not working.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ralph. Here.
Oh, you don't have to do that, sir. Well.
Wait a minute. Whose bags are these?
Why, Miss Johnston, sir.
Who's Miss Johnston?
Your maid, Florence. A friend brought them over for her.
Florence?
Yes, sir. I must congratulate you on making Florence your full-time maid. She's hardworking, charming.
She's a pain.
And she does get on one's nerves, sir.
Did you tell her to have her bag sent over?
Well, no, but I guess she thought it was okay.
Well, guess what I'm thinking? I'm thinking she's got a lot of nerve moving in here without my permission, then listening in on my private phone calls. Fire her.
I can't do that.
Look, Wheezy, I'm going downstairs for a business deal, and when I come back, I want to see them out of here.
Them?
That bag and her baggage.
I'm not going to do your dirty work. If you want to fire her, you'll have to do it yourself.
I don't have time. I got to meet Owens right now.
You're scared to do it, aren't you?
Me scared?
Yes.
I'll show you how scared I am. Florence, you're fired!
Did I hear him say what I thought I heard? That man of yours sure makes some weird jokes, don't he?
Florence, he wasn't joking.
Come on in, Mr. Owens.
Oh, thank you.
That was real dumb of me to forget my checkbook.
Oh, that's all right.
Louise! Louise! Wonder where my wife's at. Oh, she's probably out buying something for me. That woman's always thinking about me.
Why not? You're a real likable guy. That's why I'm glad we're doing business. You know, I could have sold them vans to somebody else for more than you're paying, but what the hell?
And I can guarantee you one thing. My check won't bounce. It might shiver a little bit, but that's all.
Thank you. You're getting a real good deal on those vans. I wish I was as smart a businessman as you.
Yeah, well.
I should have known better than to leave myself short like that. If I could have just held out for another week.
Well, couldn't you go to a bank and ask for...
Yeah, sure, I could, and I did, but they won't. Well, my loss is your gain, as the fat lady said to the health club.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah, I tell you, though, this worrying has given me yours.
What's yours?
I'll have a scotch and soda. It's an old one, but it always works, huh?
Yeah, I gotta try that with somebody. Yeah. You know something? You're a nice guy yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's one of my secrets to my success. My ability to pick out nice people like you. If there's one thing I know, it's people. Hey, would you mind helping yourself? Pour me one, too.
Sure.
Hello, Jefferson speaking.
Who?
Oh, yeah, he's here. Hold it, hold it. It's your partner.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. No, not quite. In a couple of minutes, why? Oh, fine, fine. Oh, yeah, I agree. Yes, I think we should tend to that right away. Yeah, how's 15 minutes from now? I'll be there. Yeah, fine. My partner says to say hello to you. You know, he likes you, too.
Ain't that nice? And I never even met him. Oh, we can have a drink now.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Jefferson, if you don't mind, could you make out the check now?
Sure, no problem.
Something's come up. I'm going to have to leave sooner than I expected, huh?
You know, I feel kind of bad taking advantage of you like this.
Hi. Would y'all like to celebrate your big business deal with a bottle of champagne? There's one open in the kitchen.
Florence, I fired you.
I know. That's what I'm celebrating.
But what are you still doing here?
I had to finish my cleaning. Ain't no sense to Miss Jefferson suffering because you're such a meanie. And such a bad speller, too.
Say what?
You spelled your name wrong. That check ain't no good.
What are you talking about? It says George Jefferson playing his day.
That's what I mean. It should say George Pigeon.
Say what?
That's what his partner called you on the telephone just now. And I know, because I was listening.
How dare you? Yeah, how dare you? Why'd he call me a pigeon?
He didn't call you a pigeon.
Oh, no. What else would you call a turkey that had just bought 3 vans that had been sitting underwater for 2 weeks?
Underwater?
She's crazy.
And his partner said some other pigeons they sold vans to was making trouble. That's how come they got to get out of town tonight.
She's a troublemaker. I don't blame you for firing her.
Remember that flood they had in Mississippi last spring? Well, them vans you bought couldn't swim.
You trying to sell me damaged vans, Owens?
There's nothing wrong with the vans. You saw them yourself.
Did you check the ashtrays for mud?
I was wondering why you let them go so cheap. Owens, you're a crook.
Now, wait a minute. Are you going to listen to her? She's drunk.
Not drunk, just nosy. I heard these crooks trying to rip you off.
You trying to rip me off and get away with it, Owens? Get out of here.
All right, now, just a minute, Buster. We got a deal, and you're going to stick to it.
What? Okay, Buster. Please stop being a bastard.
Shoot. George, who was that?
That was Owens. He was just leaving.
I could see that. What I meant was...
Never mind that. Where you been?
Upstairs. Oh, Florence, I've arranged everything. You can start working for the Willises tonight if you want.
No, she can't.
George, you can't stop Tom and Helen from hiring whoever they want.
I can if I want the same person. We're hiring Florence back again.
Not for the same money you ate. I want me. I want me a cost of living raise.
You got it.
What's going on here?
We got us a maid, Wheezy. We got us a maid. We got us the nosiest maid.
Just a minute, Mr. Jefferson. Let me tell you a thing or two. Now, you got yourself a maid, but I ain't that kind of maid.
We are now.
If you sleep, I'll go away.
Oh, we're awake. We're awake.
Good. Breakfast time.
Oh, isn't this nice, George? Breakfast in bed.
Yeah, that's kind of classy.
There you are. Eggs Benedict.
Great.
Mm. Oh, I can't eat all this. I'll just have toast and coffee.
Well, ain't no sense in letting them eggs go to waste. Scooch over, Miss Jefferson. Salt, honey. Ain't this nice?
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.